Welcome to the Lessons Learned podcast, where I share stories of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. I am your host, Dustin Fife, and thank you for joining me today. This story comes from a couple of months ago. I'd already written the blog post about it, but now I'm backtracking and doing some podcasts for the earlier ones. Anyway, so this story happened, it was shortly after Aspen was born, and I was on paternity leave, which is a fantastic thing, by the way. I got to spend 3 or 4 days with the family, get to know my new daughter, and spend some time with the boys. And on one of these days, I decided to give Amber a little break from the kids and pack the kids up in the truck, and we are going to go to the nearby Lake Thunderbird. And the beaches are littered with diapers and pop cans and that sort of thing. I don't know why I thought it was a good idea to go with the kids. I guess it's probably just because it was the closest lake nearby. The next one close to that is probably, you know, quite a bit longer to go to, and I'd never been there before, so I figured, what the heck, I'll take the kids. So I pack up the kids in the truck, and as I'm leaving, the wife calls out the door and says, "Hey, don't forget life jackets." I thought, oh, yeah. Course, got to get the life jacket. So went up into the attic. I was in a hurry to go. I don't remember why I was in a hurry, but couldn't find the life jackets. And I said, they'll be fine. They've been taking swim lessons. Okay, first mistake. So we go to the beach that I was familiar with. And this year in Oklahoma, the rain was so bad. We had so much flooding that trees were half sunk in the water. And there used to be a little tire swing, and that was almost totally submerged in the water. And I go there, and I see just one fisherman sitting at the water's edge casting his bait or whatever he had in there. And it just looked weird and creepy, and I kind of walked by the fisherman. I said, "You mind if we swim over there?" And he said, "Suit yourself." So we go over there and enter into the water, and like I said, the water was so flooded, I was actually walking through the grass, and it felt like I was stepping on crabs or something. It was just gross and just not a good environment. And so my kids were playing there, having fun, and I'm just feeling uneasy this entire time. I can't see within an inch in front of my face when you look below the water. Poor visibility. Everything just felt off. And so I said, guys, I don't feel comfortable here. Let's go ahead and move somewhere else. And I'm still thinking about those life jackets. And they're like, "Yay, we'll go to a better beach." Yeah, that's the idea. And so we packed up into the truck and drove another 5 miles or so to another beach. And it looked better. You know, there were a bunch of cars there, unlike the other place. And it had more of a clay beach than a grass beach. And I thought, okay, that's a good sign. So we go there, we park the car and go into the water, and the kids are playing, and I'm sitting in the water on the shore, kind of packing mud balls and throwing them at the trees that are also submerged under the water, and they want me to get in with them. And I thought, okay, cool, that's great. So I go into the water, and I walk and run right into a little small grill fire pit thing. You know, these things are, you know, 3-4 feet high, and it was totally submerged underwater such that I couldn't even see it until I smacked right into it. I thought, man, this is bad. This is really flooded. And so, you know, playing with the kids, splashing in water, and they're like, "We want to play with you, Dad." And so they grab onto my shoulders. I'm like, "All right, bud, you want to come?" And so I grabbed the oldest, I grabbed the second oldest, and I grabbed the youngest. Now, the youngest is about 2 years old at this time, little 2.5, somewhere around there. The middle one's 5.5, and the oldest is 8 years old. And so the older two are clinging to my back. I'm holding the other one on my hip bone and walking into the water. And as we're going, I'm like, "Uh-oh, I'm going to fall." And I pretend to trip, and they start laughing. And I do it again, "I'm going to fall." And I go a little bit lower, and they're laughing even harder. And then I suddenly hit a drop-off, and I go under. And this is a deep drop-off. Like, I can't even touch. I have to jump to the top. And I go to the top, and I see my youngest, who has a life jacket on, and he is screaming his head off, and I'm thinking, I gotta save this kid, I gotta save this kid, but I can't see the other two kids. They went under. And this moment of primal panic set in. I cannot see my kids, and there is not enough visibility to have any idea where these kids are. But the thing that kept running through my mind was, I've got to save my son who has the life jacket. He hasn't taken swim lessons. I got to save him. And that more intelligent part of my brain, the logical one, wasn't kicking in to tell me, dude, he has a life jacket. Work on the other one. So I just had this moment of not knowing what to do. And I just sit there, where are my kids? Where are my kids? What do I do? And I'm trying to push the one with the life jacket towards shore. And then I have this moment of clarity. That kid has a life jacket. Find the other two now. And so I turn back toward the other kids, and I'm sweeping underneath the water trying to feel my way because I can't see these kids. And I finally, my fingertips brush somebody's backbone, and I push that kid toward the shoreline, toward where the drop-off was. And then he emerges from the water. This is my second, just coughing and spluttering. And then he immediately starts to cry, but there's still the other one. And I, same thing, I start looking around, finally find him, grab his torso, and even though I have no leverage, I grab him beneath the armpits and launch him, which sends me underneath. And then I emerge several seconds later to find all three of my boys sobbing, just terrified. And my oldest looks at me and he said, Dad, I want to go home. This ceased to be fun when my head went under. Now, he didn't say those exact words, but that's what he meant. He said, the moment my head went under, this wasn't fun anymore. And I had to agree with him. I thought, you know, I am not having fun at all. That was terrifying. But I tried to project to him this air of confidence that I did not feel. Having remembered my own dad in similar situations doing the exact same thing, that when we were terrified, the only thing that could calm me down was seeing that my dad was calm. So I said, son, we are not leaving this beach until you are having fun again. We are not leaving this beach until you are not scared anymore. And, you know, he's doing that little hiccup sob thing. I just want to go home. And I said, son, we're not going home until you're ready to have some fun. So he and I sat on the beach for a minute. The younger two forgot the event a lot sooner than he did. And then within 5 minutes, he's back to playing with the water and throwing mud balls at me and at the trees. But long after he had calmed down, I had not. I had almost lost my kids. And that thought terrified me. But just like the lesson I was trying to teach to my kids, we can't live our lives in fear. I couldn't live my life in fear. I couldn't live the rest of my life never going swimming again, never having the opportunity that I had with my dad to go swimming with my kids. I don't want that. I don't want my kids to live in fear. And so sometimes I think it requires the calm assurance of a guardian who is faking it for the younger generation to learn not to be afraid. Now go do some good. This has been the Lessons Learned podcast. Thank you for joining me today. If you like this, be sure to subscribe to future podcasts, leave a sweet 5-star rating, or consider dropping a comment. See you next time.